Welcome to your Strategic AI Intelligence Briefing. I'm your host, and today we're examining three opportunities that could reshape your competitive position over the next 18 months, along with one vendor risk that demands immediate attention. Let's start with the opportunity that carries the largest potential return, and frankly, the one most boards are sleeping on right now, space-based AI infrastructure. Here's the strategic play for your board. We're facing two critical bottlenecks that threaten AI scaling across every industry. First, energy shortages so severe that gas turbines are backordered through 2030. Second, compute capacity constraints that make securing GPU clusters feel like negotiating for commercial real estate in Manhattan. Space-based infrastructure solves both problems simultaneously, and the economics are better than most executives realize. Satellite deployments deliver 5 times the efficiency of terrestrial alternatives. Why? Constant solar exposure eliminates the day-night cycle that plagues ground-based solar, and reduced material requirements in zero gravity dramatically lower construction costs. But here's what makes this timely. We're looking at cost parity with traditional infrastructure within a 3-year timeline. That's well within most enterprise planning horizons. The catalyst everyone's watching is SpaceX's FCC application for a 1 million satellite constellation, combined with their planned 2026 IPO. This isn't speculative technology anymore. When SpaceX goes public, likely within the next year, we'll see sector-wide validation and public market access that creates a genuine investment window. Now, I know what you're thinking. Infrastructure buildouts have a 95% historical failure rate. That's precisely why the recommended approach prioritizes diversification. Instead of trying to pick winners, allocate 2 to 5% of your portfolio to diversified space ETFs. This mirrors the successful internet backbone investment strategies from the 1990s. You're not betting on individual companies, you're betting on the infrastructure layer itself. Building on that infrastructure theme, focus your attention on 3 success criteria. First, proven launch economics and regulatory approvals. Second, defense partnerships that provide funding stability and reduce regulatory risk. Third, integrated satellite AI ecosystems that create genuine barriers to entry. Companies that check all 3 boxes are positioning themselves to become the AWS of orbital infrastructure, and early dominance in this space compounds into market-defining positions over 5 to 10 year horizons. The bottom line for your investment committee: small position sizes protect against individual failures while capturing sector upside. The first mover advantages in orbital infrastructure are real, and the window is opening now. Let's shift from space infrastructure to something your business leaders can implement in the next 90 days: no-code AI development platforms. This represents a fundamental disruption in how competitive moats get built. Platforms like Claude Code enable business leaders, not just technical teams, to directly build software solutions. We're seeing organizations report 300 to 400% productivity improvements, with typical applications built in 2 to 3 hours versus the 2 to 3 weeks traditional timelines required. The ROI profile here is remarkable. You're looking at $10,000 to $15,000 in monthly productivity benefits against a $300 annual subscription cost. That delivers a 2-week payback period. Even with full implementation, including change management, which requires about a $50,000 investment, you're looking at a 6-month payback. More importantly, successful implementation creates an 18-month competitive moat through proprietary application libraries that embed deeply into your operations. Here's the implementation roadmap. Phase 1 takes 2 weeks and focuses on IDE setup and team training. This requires a genuine 40-hour executive learning commitment. I need to emphasize that. This isn't a lunch and learn situation. Your leaders need to invest real time to achieve proficiency. Phase 2 runs from weeks 3 through 8. This is your pilot phase, focused on internal tools and customer-facing applications. Phase 3 spans months 3 through 6 and involves scaled deployment with automated verification systems and full workflow integration. Now, let me flag the critical success factors, because implementation failures are running at about 60%, and they all stem from the same issues. First, systematic context management is essential. What we call context rot kills most implementations. Second, you need screenshot-driven verification loops to ensure design accuracy. This typically requires 5 to 10 iterations to achieve 99% accuracy. Third, executive sponsorship is non-negotiable. Without those 40-plus hour learning commitments, adoption stalls. The competitive advantage analysis is straightforward. Early adopters are creating defensible positions right now. Custom workflows that embed into operations see switching costs rise dramatically over 12 to 18 months. Companies building proprietary automation systems are establishing implementation moats before these capabilities commoditize across the broader workforce. The first mover advantage window closes within 24 months, which means you need to be piloting this quarter. One warning before we move on. Over-reliance on terminal interfaces reduces adoption. Maintain human oversight for quality assurance while automating the research and analysis phases. And inadequate change management will cause user resistance that completely undermines your ROI capture. The third opportunity is conversational commerce. And the enabling technology here is Google's Universal Commerce Protocol. Here's what's changing. Right now, voice commerce suffers from 70% cart abandonment because users get redirected to websites mid-transaction. UCP enables native checkout within AI agents, eliminating that friction entirely. Early pilots are demonstrating 40% conversion rate improvements and 60% faster transaction completion. Those are board-level numbers. The implementation economics require 3 to 6 months with $200,000 to $500,000 in integration costs. That covers API development, payment processing setup, and customer service training. Your ROI profile shows an 8 to 12 month payback through increased conversions and reduced customer acquisition costs. The deployment framework breaks into three phases. Phase 1, spanning months 1 and 2, focuses on JavaScript SDK integration and payment gateway configuration. Phase 2, months 3 and 4, involves a pilot with about 1,000 customers to measure conversion lift. Phase 3, months 5 and 6, is your full rollout with comprehensive customer service training. Resource requirements include 2 to 3 full-time developers, $50,000 in annual platform fees, plus those integration costs. Critical dependencies include clean product catalog APIs, seamless payment processing, and voice order customer service capabilities. If your infrastructure isn't ready for those dependencies, you need to address them before pursuing UCP integration. The competitive positioning here is time-sensitive. UCP creates an 18-month temporary advantage through integration depth and customer behavior data accumulation. But these advantages erode as the protocol standardizes across the market. That makes immediate implementation critical for capturing first-mover benefits. The strategic implication is that UCP enhances existing e-commerce infrastructure rather than replacing websites, so you're looking at complementary investments, not wholesale platform migration. Now, let's address the critical risk that's emerged in the past few weeks: OpenAI's advertising rollout. This represents a fundamental shift in enterprise AI vendor reliability, and it requires immediate contract review and diversification strategies. Here's why this matters for your business. OpenAI has millions of free users and mounting pre-IPO monetization pressure. They're targeting advertising to free and basic tiers while claiming they'll preserve premium positioning for enterprise customers paying $2,000 to $2,000 plus monthly. But historical precedent from Google and Facebook demonstrates that inevitable optimization pressure degrades initial policy commitments. Always, no exceptions. Anthropically is positioning aggressively with an anti-advertising stance, creating temporary differentiation. However, their own disclaimer states they may revise this decision, which suggests economic realities will force similar monetization within 12 to 18 months. This creates a narrow window for enterprises to leverage ad-free positioning, but it's not a long-term solution. The enterprise risk assessment is serious. Former OpenAI researchers are warning that intimate user data creates what they call manipulation potential, as advertising incentives optimize for engagement over accuracy. If you're building AI-dependent workflows, you face vendor lock-in risks as advertising incentives may compromise response quality over time. Here's your mitigation strategy, and you need to execute this in the next 90 days. First, negotiate contracts to establish contractual protections against ad-influenced responses for enterprise tiers. Second, develop multi-vendor strategies that reduce single-provider dependency. Third, conduct total cost of ownership analysis that factors in a 15 to 20% premium for ad-free platforms, because advertising-supported models will require additional validation layers. Fourth, implement verification systems that can detect advertising influence in AI outputs. Your timeline for action: complete contract reviews within 90 days and establish multi-vendor roadmaps within 6 months. This isn't optional if you're building mission-critical systems on these platforms. Before we close, let me briefly cover AI design acceleration, because this has immediate operational applications in manufacturing and product development. AI-powered design tools are enabling non-CAD experts to create complex mechanical designs, showing 10 times faster iteration cycles and 40 to 60% reduction in prototype development time. Assistive technology startups are demonstrating practical applications from turbine blade optimization to medical device prototyping, eliminating $150,000 to $300,000 in annual specialized CAD contractor costs. Platform costs run $50,000 to $100,000 annually with 2 to 4 week training programs. ROI profile shows 6 to 12 month payback through reduced design cycle time and eliminated contractor dependencies. Organizations building proprietary design databases are creating 12 to 18 month advantages as AI models learn company-specific design patterns and constraints. The deployment phases mirror what we discussed with no-code AI: 2 months for platform selection and pilot team training, 2 months for pilot execution on non-critical design challenges, and 4 months for scaled deployment with workflow integration. This requires executive sponsorship from your chief technology officer and measuring time to prototype reduction as your primary KPI.
Let me synthesize this into a 90-day action plan, because these opportunities require coordinated execution. In the next 30 days, you need 4 immediate actions. First, evaluate space infrastructure allocation, targeting 2 to 5% of portfolio to diversified space ETFs ahead of the SpaceX IPO. Second, launch a no-code AI pilot with 3 to 5 business leaders on high-value internal applications. Third, audit your OpenAI and enterprise AI contracts for advertising influence protections. Fourth, assess conversational commerce by evaluating UCP integration economics for your e-commerce operations. For days 30 through 60, your initiatives include deploying AI design tools with 3 to 5 engineers on non-critical projects, developing a multi-vendor roadmap to reduce single-vendor dependency, and scaling successful no-code pilots across departments with a proper change management framework. For days 60 through 90, focus on tracking SpaceX IPO developments and sector performance metrics, completing your UCP ROI analysis and implementation timeline, establishing quality control systems to detect advertising influence, and measuring your progress against competitors in AI adoption maturity. Budget allocation guidance runs from 2